you're going to kill a lot of kids, just like the masks are killing the kids with seizure disorders. Can't deprive oxygen of the kid with a seizure. So they're putting the autistic kids in masks. You're driving psychosis. Yeah, we're seeing the nightmares out here on the street. So it's going to kill our kids. And I, as I said, I worry about our own grandkids because, you know, in this case, it's not the parents' fault. We've tried to educate them. These kids are afraid. They're afraid of their own shadows, but they've been heavily injected. So their sensory processing disorders, you know, before that, we knew the vaccine. You know, kids can't stand a fire alarm today because their ears and their eyes, everything's amplified in their sensitivities because we've destroyed these kids' brains from the day they were born. So yeah, these kids are, you know, it's going to create, you know, it's going to murder millions of children and destroy millions. The level of, you know, we're going to be walking around sterile zombies. And that's what they want.
Do you think this has a role in population control? A lot of people say that this has some type of a role.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Sincitin, the protein sincitin is involved. It's important. We wouldn't be able to carry the fetus. It's syncytia, our fused cells. So the expression of that endogenous retroviral envelope alone is important for women to have the fetus implant into the uterine wall. It implants there and it stays there until that gene turns off. So young women and their cycles are expressing syncytin every month when they might conceive and white might need it. And then so when you express another animal or another human syncytin, you will develop an autoimmune reaction to it because it's not self. You will attack yourself and you will not have kids. Absolutely. And we see that in Gardasil. 25% of the kids with that synthetic, and Gardasil doesn't express syncytin, but it's that synthetic lipid fat nanoparticle that goes in every cell of the body with polyethylene glycol. You know, don't give somebody in puberty anything any more than you give a pregnant woman anything. You do not, you know, why would you not drink alcohol or do anything? Because you're busy growing. You've got to use all of your immune system, all of your endocannabinoid system, all of your purinergic metabolism. All metabolism has to go to growth of the bones and healthy bones and healthy, you know, not towards fat and towards brain development. Your brain doesn't fully develop empathy in those things until after puberty. You know, if you had a daughter, you wait for her to come back. You know, PMS, the anxiety, these syndromes, they're driving them. And they know that every single shot drives brain inflammation.
Everything that we've talked about, this is third or fourth conversation we've had, but everything we talk about, if I broke it all down and like in a very academic way and put it into a chart, you've basically been saying since day one, this is a very large operation that spans many years and or decades, and you still feel that way.
Four decades, absolutely. The data support, and in fact, from chapter 5 of our first book, Plague, the first cases of ME/CFS and autism in Los Angeles, 1934. So 7 decades, and so we saw right then, injecting mouse tissue into humans. And we knew xenotransplantation, the word xeno means foreign. So go all the way back to when the vaccine program started at the NIH. Think about HIV/AIDS. What didn't we do? We didn't put foreign pig veins. We didn't put xeno is transplantation. Well, when you put blood from, you know, contaminated blood supply, that's a xenograft. When you put, when you inject animal tissue and cell, animal cell lines, aborted fetal tissue, all of that, baculovirus. We inject, you know, insect into our children. So yes, this goes back and you can see it every step of the way. So politicians would say, no, don't inject, you know, with HIV/AIDS patients. What we don't realize is the ACT UP group and the AIDS group, they want us a lot of rights. You cannot, even on a marriage license, ask somebody if they have HIV. You don't even test for it on a marriage license. Why didn't America say, you're not testing me for anything? No, I'm not healthy until, or sick until proven healthy. That's what we are now. We have to prove ourselves healthy.
Yeah, it's insane.
We're afraid of everyone. So, but this, yeah, 7 decades. My husband was born in 1938. His entire adult life, away from healthy healing plants like cannabis, which are Schedule I drugs, and driven towards toxic drugs. And then when there is a drug like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, or Suramin that works, use it at the wrong dose in the wrong time and take it and say, oh, it's bad. It's dog shit. That's how drug development has worked. And we can look at this all the way. Look at the movies the band played on. Look at the movie,
yeah,
The Dallas
was a good
Buyers
book.
Club.
Yeah. That's what I
the
felt
Dallas
like.
Buyers Club.
I felt like I was in the Dallas Buyers Club when I was trying to get hydroxychloroquine. I said, this
correct.
Is like
and this
insane.
Is why, and this is what we have to realize. Life, you know, the movies are out there that prove what this is doing. The book, you know, you can't, and that's why our book, so Plague, is so important. Chapter 5, we went to the L.A. courthouse, and they paid everybody off, all the nurses and doctors whose kids, whose families got sick. They paid them for their silence. What did they try to do to me in 2012, actually? Agree to never say another word. And you get your life back, and you probably get a lesser award and a Nobel Prize too. You know, and I'm sorry, my response is usually fuck you, but I'm learning.
well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, especially in today's
no,
day and age.
Thank you. Yeah, say no, thank you. I'm learning to say no, thank you. But you know, it's just a plague of corruption. But most people, you know, I'm moving again, by the way. 10 times, 15 times, 10 years, you know, it gets old. And they think that they're going to get you. They put so much on you. And it's like, no, we have a lot of friends and they help us. It's like, fine, we'll figure out what to do. We'll get out of here. We'll go to the next place. We'll just trust God.
You're staying in the same state? You're staying in the same state? You don't have to say where you're
going.
For
a while. Yeah, I'm staying in California for a while because I'm not going to let him steal my joy. And my joy is my husband and he wants to be with his kids. And we'll stay in the same state, but we can't. I can't drive the distances from my office, so I have to close my office apartment in Southern California, near San Diego.
I'm sorry to hear that, but at the same time, I mean, you know, you're a fighter. Fighters got to do what they got to do, and you know, it's like covering up like a rope a dope, and you fight for another day. You fight for a better day when you're in a street fight.
And they won't steal our joy, never have. I have that next call in about 4 minutes.
All right, real quick. Real quick.
All right.
Is it just about money then? Is it just about greed? Is that why this whole game is, or is it about power? What the hell is it about?
I think it's greed. It's money, power, but more importantly, it's liability at this point. It's showing the world this 75-year plague of corruption. They knew it, and the band played on, and they marched on, and they killed the deplorable after deplorable, and now the deplorable is our children, healthy children. So we tried this out on the poor people around the world. We did it with Brazil. Everything we talked about in the last time, we did this on India. We did it on Africa over and over and over again. And now it's time, you know, to hit the detonate switch. And you've got to. So I think at the heart of all of it is the knowledge coming out. Really? You did all of this on purpose. And that's what the big victory is, because people are seeing it. People are like, whoa. And it's hard for people to get their head around that. You know, I'm sure it was hard for me to get my head around that the journals were fraud. That was the hardest thing for me when I realized it's not the data. It's how they're telling you to interpret the data. So honest scientists like Indoctrination showed, like Plandemic Part 2 Indoctrination, which came out August 18th of 2020, that it showed you you know, they get in. These are good people who go in and they want to cure cancer, just like I did when I was a kid. And you just can't wrap your head around it. I made type 1 interferon. That would have stopped HIV.
Yeah.
That would have stopped this. It would have stopped all of this. And yet they took it away from us. They took the cannabis away from us. And they took the hydroxychloroquine. They took the ivermectin. They took the sermon. Good drugs. We make good drugs. I make good drugs. It's you. You don't use them wrong. You don't use them at the wrong time. You don't use them in the wrong patient. You know, and energy therapies, light therapies, hyperbaric oxygen therapies, bubivigesimides. We've got all
right.
the skills to
like
cure
a holistic, route.
So, but they will use them. I guarantee you the antidotes. That's why I keep saying sermon. That's why I keep saying these drugs. They're the antidote. And yet they know. What are they doing? They're manufacturing like mad. You can't get it anywhere. It's illegal everywhere. Why? Because they know they've got the antidotes for them when they kill all of us. So and so it's just up to us to wake up and say, no more. We trust only God. Just that's all I ever say. I will not bow down.
That's something fantastic to end on. And keep me updated on what's going on with all your stuff. And be happy to put the word out when your book comes out and the movie comes out and all that stuff. And thank you for the time again. People are going to find this very helpful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay,
Thomas, Doug. It's good talking to you again, and we'll get on there. Yeah. You know, we've been in a lot of different directions these days, but we will keep fighting.
All right. Thanks for everything.
Okay.
I'll talk to you. See you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Before I cut this up and edit it, which could be hours from now, who knows, by the time I get it out Saturday night. And but it's always good to get some thoughts down on here now, because who knows what's going to happen between now and now and then. You listen to that, and then you listen to previous conversations, and I always get her to say the F word. I don't know why. I think it's it's little things like that to make me kind of laugh, chuckle a little bit. But on a serious side, it's unbelievable. It's everything we've said has quote unquote the crystal balls we talked about in the last year, 13, 14 months now going on. It's all been spot on. And if it is this long game conspiracy, and we didn't have enough time, I mean, we tackled a shit ton of stuff. And the good thing about it is I don't talk much. So you're getting a good interview, because it's just boom, 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 boom. It's not me pretending that I'm really smart and having to prove that to people. But one thing I didn't cover with her, and I was going to go there next, because we talked about money. Well, what's it about? Money or power? It's a game. It's a game to these people. They got everything they want. This money's hasn't been an issue for a long time, and they're twisted up. They're disturbed, and they did some kind of game. There's a game in this, and of course, there's a lot of money in it, as you will see in the next couple weeks. The things we're going to be talking about that are coming out again and again. It's just really scary stuff from the standpoint of compassionate human beings who are supposed to care for each other. And you're raised the golden rule, right? Now the golden rule apparently is to just capture the gold. And if you have to hurt people and even kids, well, that's the way it is. Capture the flag. The flag being money in the United States. And, of course, this is playing out globally. But I think it's a game. I know these guys. And it has to be some kind of game. And they get some kind of, perhaps there's some kind of an incentive. There's some kind of betting market. I don't know. Where they wager and they do different things. And they, this is high level stuff. It's the only way that it makes any sense. Do I think it's a large conspiracy? Yeah, I do. I do. It's massive. I mean, this is definitely a scheme. You can't pull something off like this on a whim. This is, they locked down the whole world. They didn't even have to use a damn one rifle, one tank, no ammunition, nothing. It's really a masterstroke in tyranny and a masterstroke in totalitarianism. And it's, but everything going on behind the scenes, the vehicles they're using for this, everything from sleight of hand to misdirection to lies to misinformation to propaganda, it all spells trouble because they're willing to wipe you out. They're willing to wipe your ass out. And they got a whole lot of people in on it, from your doctor all the way up to your local hospital, all the way up the chain as it goes, and of course all the politicians, etc. So when I started this show to start talking about the basic themes like us versus them, the haves versus the have-nots, it's taken on a different life now because it really is us versus them. And if you're a have-not like I am and our family is, then you're up against it with the rest of us. It's us against them. And we're out here fighting for our lives. I've said this before. We're out here fighting for our lives, but these people see it as a game. They have no skin in the game. They apparently are all vaccinated. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a minute. Nobody in their right mind would put this stuff in their body, especially if they knew that they were running a scheme. That's why they're all running around D.C. with masks on and stuff. Oh, I thought you guys were vaccinated. Now, only recently did they whip their masks off in public and say, oh, yeah, we're vaccinated. We forgot to keep taking our masks off so we can show everybody how safe we are. And I got a little concerned when they started coming for the kids. I knew that was going to happen because their numbers were down. And that's exactly what's happened. And you can see it. And you have to understand the game. And I think we're doing a hell of a job here trying to teach it. And there's a lot of people picking this stuff up that are listening. And so I'm happy that it's been a while since I talked to Dr. Judy. And I'm glad we took the time, the gap between, right? Because it's a whole nother ballgame now than it was a year ago. And we've called it inning by inning, almost pitch by pitch. And if you've been here for the last year, 13, 14 months since we started this thing, I appreciate it. And you have to see, not that we get stuff right. We're supposed to get stuff right, right? You're supposed to get stuff right as a journalist. This is, I guess today it is novel in a way. It's novel in a way. But that you see how things have progressed and where they're headed. And a year ago, if somebody told you that we'd be here, like Dr. Judy talked about, we would be here with all these things going on, you probably wouldn't have believed it. Just like you wouldn't have believed in January of 2020, if I said you're going to be locked up in their house for the next year, and you'd say, did you get a hold of some peyote or something? Have you been in the desert? This is what they're doing. I think it's a game. It's a long game. And to keep putting these front guys out like Fauci time and time again, it's fucking beyond sick. It's beyond twisted. It's something else. It's a whole nother level of evil. And they're all in on it. All of them. Trump, everybody, as far as I'm concerned. you might like the guy. You might love him. Facts matter. Facts speak for themselves here. And we got plenty of time to tackle those issues. Perhaps I'm wrong. I don't think so. Not with what we know about him. Those facts will come out too, I would imagine, in the near future. When the time is right. Bigger issues right now than corruption. Public corruption is taking a backseat. If it doesn't correspond to what's going on in your life, as far as I'm concerned, FBI corruption, Hunter Biden corruption, Trump corruption. I mean, we could do these things all day. We'd be doing shows and Hot Wires and Pains After Dark all day on public corruption. What the hell does it get you? What does it get me? We need to stay on this topic, because as long as I've been a journalist, and I guess my entire life, I don't remember any single news item that affected every single person in the country. I wasn't born when JFK was shot and assassinated. Perhaps that would be an exception, but this affects everybody every day, whether you're engaged politically or not in the system, or whether you pay attention or whether you don't. It still affects you. So I see no other. And we've been on COVID. We've been on COVID. When everybody in the summer took COVID off, and they thought it was over, and folks even on these platforms were sending me emails saying, will you shut the hell up about COVID, COVID, every day, COVID, COVID, COVID. And I said, it's coming back. And I gave folks the date. I gave folks the date for the quote-unquote second wave. When was it? September 20th or something like that, I said. And sure as shit, now I'm pulling that date out of my head. I think it was around there. But we even said, we did tweets about it and stories about it. It's coming in May, almost a year ago. We said in September or October, it's coming back. So the whole summer, people were like, will you shut up about this? And I said, no, we're not shutting up, because we know where this is going. And they want you to think that it's going away. It's not. And they also now want you to think that it's going away. And it's not. It's not going away. And there's going to be plenty to talk about. Hell of a show. And as far as I'm concerned, I guess I'll just do an intro to this and cut it up. And bing, bang, boom. You got yourselves a hell of a pain after dark. And I have to listen to it a couple more times. Because, you know, when you're doing the interview and when you're thinking about the questions and what direction. When I do an interview like this, there's many different ways to do an interview in different circumstances. You can be hostile. You can be tricky. You can deceive the hell out of the person and get them to walk into all kind of landmines and fall through many different trap doors if they are not cooperating, etc. But when you do an interview like this and you're just trying to get as much information like to you folks into your ears, you want to keep, at least I do, I want to keep the thing moving. And I have a number of different questions and avenues I want to go. But if the conversation doesn't go that way, I'm not going to throw a T in the road and bring the conversation to a direct halt or an abrupt change of topic. So you have to think about, okay, well, we're talking about variants, so I have something related. And so after we're finished this segment, I will kind of, you want to, at least I do, in a interview like this, you want to give people a fork in the road, not a T or not a dead end or something where you have to turn around and things like that. You want to fork off into something, then you fork off into something else. And then sometimes you bring it around if you left some things on the table and readdress them. So, but the goal here is to get you as much information as you can without me running my fat yap. And we did that. And I did that. So to me, it's a successful interview. And I think the content obviously was fantastic. I'll probably have to listen to it more than once or more than twice sometimes. And perhaps you will do the same. Take care and God bless you. Thanks for your support. Have a good what's left of your weekend. Take care. And again, I said it already. I'll say it again. What the hell? It can't hurt, especially today. God bless you.